Hi there. The word for you today is according to Fred Smith. In 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, we read, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Ralph Waldo Emerson usually greeted Henry David Thoreau by asking, "What has become clearer since we last met?" The late Fred Smith liked to ask that question too. A lifelong friend of Billy Graham, Zig Ziglar, and Ken Blanchard, Smith mentored a generation of leaders. But more importantly, he was the real deal at home. He believed the words of Exodus 10 verse 2, "Tell your children and your grandchildren the incredible things I am doing." Fred's daughter Brenda shares some scriptures she learned from her dad. Let's look at them. Here's one. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. When Fred's doctor said he was dying, Brenda said, "No. I'll take him home and he'll live." She did, and so did Fred. You know, many older people who die of what we call natural causes actually die of loneliness. Love is still our healthiest environment. It's God's greatest gift to us and ours to one another. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 3, tribulation produces perseverance. In other words, don't miss the good and the bad. Trials can be negative or positive depending on how you use them. Type A people expect life to run on their schedule, but tribulation has an agenda and a pace all of its own. And patience is the only antidote. Romans 12 verse 11, Paul writes, "Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled." The director of a big company confirms that engineers who retire without a plan to stay busy often die within 16 months. Think about that. By not staying involved in life, you are subconsciously giving yourself permission to die. Fred Smith's philosophy was, "You can't let up and keep up." Paul said, Philippians 1 verse 22, reading from the Message, "As long as I'm alive, there is a good work for me to do." And you know what? There is for you too.